When I was at college, I drove each day from Edinburgh to Glasgow and back again. In the winter, it was dark when I left home in the morning and when I left college at night. So I barely saw daylight. Add to that rain and oncoming headlights on the M8, and twice driving home, I suddenly realised I must have momentarily nodded off. I needed to keep awake, but failed. Can you think of such a time in your life it was important to stay awake, but actually you didn't or you couldn't? If so, it helps you sympathise with the disciples here in Gethsemane in Matthew 26. Jesus needed to pray, and he sought a familiar, comfortable place where he had forged a quiet prayer space for himself. Do you have somewhere like that? A chair, a room, possibly a church sanctuary where you can go and almost instantly you're comfortable enough to be able to focus on praying. Then Jesus, who often went off alone to pray, took 11 disciples with him. 8 he left just inside the garden, 3 he took further because he wanted friends nearby, even if they couldn't truly share his burden or grasp exactly what he was going through. Do you have folks you like close at life's hard moments? Jesus was facing colossal pressure as he was being tempted, and what he did was pray. Is that our first response to trials in life? Matthew shows us Jesus bearing his heart and soul as inner pain gripped him. He was totally open and honest as he wrestled with the thought of what lay ahead of him. We can say he was scared, that he would have liked the plan to have been a different one. And as a result, some complain that makes Jesus seem almost too human. The truth is, he was fully human. He felt physical and emotional pain, just like all the rest of us. He could anticipate the beating and the nails being driven into his hands and feet. But that didn't make him to be any less God either. And being God surely heightened his awareness of the suffering he was about to undergo. For his was to be no ordinary death. He was taking the sin of the world in and onto his body. We all know at times when we've sinned the weight it places on us until we confess it and move forward again forgiven. But we cannot comprehend the crushing weight of the whole of humanity's sin being placed on our shoulders. We see a progression in how Jesus prayed. Verse 39 says, "If possible, Father, please let this cup pass from me." That is, if it's possible and there is some other way, let's go that way. Now, this wasn't about trying to avoid the cross or to not be our sin bearer. It was having reached this moment, the night before Passover. If there's another option, let's explore it. Is this still your will, Father? Luke tells us in 22:43, an angel came strengthening him. That is, God gave Jesus his answer. And so Jesus could then pray in verse 42, "If this cup, that is all this suffering, cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." That is, I know your mind, I know your will, I know this is your chosen way. Therefore, I commit myself to doing your will. Please don't let me fail. Please give me all the resources I need. His mind was set, it was clear, it was made up. God's way was the only way. Hence, it would be his way. Sometimes God may lead a person to do something that to others seems way beyond what they could do. But if God tells us to do something, is that not what we should do, irrespective of the cost? For he will strengthen us to do his will. It's the "I could never do that" more an admission that actually I don't want to do whatever it may be, even if it is God's will. Be thankful then Jesus looked at the cross head on and willingly went to it for us.